What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I do know who should sing this song, What Would Lennon Do? And that's Ringo Starr. And I actually got it sent to him. And we'll see if he does it. But let's talk about this song, because I love this song.
Thank you. I heard you do. Thank you for your enthusiasm and pushing it as well, man.
So tell us about this song.
Boy, this is a love story. I hope it ends up with a great, happy ending. As writers do, and I'm sure you've heard and know, sometimes you have instruments, and the old adage is you think there are no more songs in them, you know. So you sell a guitar, you trade a guitar or something. And I thought, I've never had an Epiphone, and I'm a huge Beatles fan and certainly Lennon fan. You know, I have lots of pictures of their instruments. I thought, I should just get that blonde Epiphone Casino that Lennon played in the heyday of the Beatles. And Harrison had one as well. And they're not expensive or anything. They're Epiphones. So I got one. And I did not sit down to do anything other than just playing with the guitar. And Beatle chords came out. I mean, this progression that I thought, oh, man, this just sounds like Lennon or something. So, you know, I could get superstitious and think I'm just channeling this from some weird place because, wow. And came up with a chord progression I absolutely loved and was different than anything I had done. I'm a big Beatle fan, but I'd never written a song that evoked them so much like this thing.
So, Mark, for our listeners, what Beatles songs have that Epiphone sound that they'll immediately recognize when you name the song?
Yeah, I mean, everything through the Revolver album, Rubber Soul album, they used Epiphone so much, especially in the beginning because before they could afford more expensive guitars, Epiphones were sort of moderately priced and available in England. So if you look at early Beatle pictures, right up through Revolver in those albums, they were always using those guitars. Others too, but primarily that Epiphone Casino.
Is there a particular song that you think of that's like, just defines the Epiphone sound?
Oh man, that's a tough question.
Because when I heard this, I was like, that's a Beatles guitar. You know, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a particular song that evokes it, but what I did was something I've never done before exactly. When I write with Kai, you know, I write lyrics, but when I write with Kai, she's the lyricist. I'll do the music and the melody.
This is Kai Fleming, the Nashville Songwriter Hall of Fame member.
Yes. And blessed her because we have a relationship now where she's not interested in writing really, but she goes, if you've got something, I'll listen and we'll do it if I love it. So neither one of us is writing a lot at the moment. We're doing other things, but she has been that way with me, including something brand new we've done. But back to this one. So I write it and I got the melody and I got the chords and I thought feels like such a great Beatles song. It just feels like Lennon or something. I don't know what. And I did two things that I'd never quite done. I called Kai and told her it was coming. And I said, the only clue I'm going to give you, I don't know what song this is. I didn't have the title. I didn't say this should be about John Lennon even. I just said, man, it feels like a great Beatle melody-ish. And I said, the only thing I can tell you is think of those Lennon lyrics like, you know, the kind of the double talk that I am you and you are me and we are we. And some of the lyrics he wrote that had that sort of feel to them. Nothing you can do that can't be done. Nothing you can win that can't be won. You know, that sort of Lennon vibe. I said, that's all I'm hearing. I don't have anything else. But what I did do is one of my best buddies is Bob Britt, who may come up again today in our talking songs. But Bob is now Bob Dylan's guitar player. He was the Dixie Chicks band leader. He's played with everybody, Delbert McClinton. He just won a Grammy this last year for producing Delbert. He's my favorite guitar player in the world and a great friend. Rather than send Kai my rough, which I still have, I went to Bob and said, could you just do this up a little bit more George Harrison-like? You know, really nail this guitar line I have in that sound. Bob knew it inside out, did another bit of a rough demo, rough drums, and made the guitars more in that vein. And then I sent it to Kai and waited, which is what you have to do with Kai. And I thought, oh, I don't know if she loves it. I don't know what we got here. And she started calling me and went, I absolutely love this. I'm on it. I'm working on it. As I remember, pretty soon after, she just sent me the lyric and said, what about this? And I just lost it. I thought, this is just great. It epitomizes the era. You know, what if all we need is love is true is in the lyric. It's just, I thought it was just a brilliant match. You know, so that and Dancing in My Dreams have been my favorite Kai experiences. I've had many with her, but she just blew me away with that lyric. And that's Kai. That's her view of the world.
For me, when I heard the song, not only did it sound like a Beatles song or inspired by the Beatles, but the message of the Beatles as a group and John Lennon in particular, and imagine the song that he wrote after they broke up, which is referenced in this, and his message of peace and all you need is love, you know, such a simple message has kind of been lost in today's world. And we need to remember it. And so it's really timely for me emotionally, which I like about your songwriting is it touches emotional chords. And you do this in melody a lot. I don't know where you find it, but you find emotional messages in the melodies that you write.
Thank you. That sure is something to shoot for me. I'm still of the school, especially being older and having done it a long time. If it doesn't move me, don't have a use for it, really. Same with Kai. And I've actually sent Kai stuff before. She goes, yeah, I'm not quite getting it. So you go, okay.
And so that's it.
Yeah.
I'm always searching for the answer to the question of when a song is done, or how do you know that it's it? You know, and I guess you hit it. It's like if it, that feeling of moving you.
Yeah, if it's not there, then you either keep working or you move on to something. For me anyway, for sure. And don't get me wrong, I've had a number of cuts too that weren't songs that, you know, sent chills up my spine, but they got cut by somebody and that's part of your journey, you know. But the ones I love are the ones you get a chill totally as you're doing it. And you just know it's right.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.